Protesters tried to stop the removal of the tent city by standing with their hands up in front of a line of police officers. The officers continued to ask people to leave the lot, giving ultimatums, including threatening to use pepper spray. It didn't come to that. The demonstrators held signs that read, "We have nowhere to go, and shelters are not accepting anyone." The city gave notice late last week that the people living in the tents would need to leave Tuesday morning. Those living in the tents eventually started packing up after a number of tense hours with police. Tracy Lillier was one of the protesters trying to protect the camp and says she used to work with the Weather Amnesty Program.
From a safety standpoint, the worst thing they can do is disperse them into the community. Not only is it a health risk, it's the wrong thing to do. They have nowhere to go.
For now, those displaced from the tent city are moving to a lot at the Doulos Chapel in South Bend for 24 hours. South Bend Mayor James Mueller is expected to discuss his idea of a city-run homeless shelter with the Common Council Tuesday night. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.